When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to The John Cordray Show number 60. In today's episode, I'm talking about how depression sucks, and you just can't snap out of it. Coming up in The John Cordray Show. And welcome to The John Cordray Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm your host. I'm a national certified therapist, and I'm the calm expert. And I am so happy that you're here with me today and you're listening and tuning in from wherever and whatever you're doing. Thank you for tuning in. I cannot believe I've been doing this for 60 episodes. That's right. This is my 60th episode and I am thrilled. This has been an incredible journey for me as a therapist gone global. It's been so much fun to be able to come on here on my podcast and to talk about these issues that I think we need to talk about more. We've got to get this message out there and break the stigma of mental illness. And that's why I'm so passionate about this. This is why I'm doing a podcast, because this platform allows me to reach across the globe to help hurting people all over the world. And they're everywhere. If you're listening to this, you're probably hurting yourself. You're struggling with something. And so that's why I am here. You can just put me in your ears and listen to me, and we'll talk about these issues that are important to you. I don't want you to feel alone. I don't want you to feel like you're the only one that suffers from these things. That is another reason why I'm on my podcast, because you're not. You're not, and I want you to have a friend in me. That's why I want to do this. I want to be your friend. I want to be the person that helps you keep calm from whatever you're struggling with. And today I'm going to be talking about how depression sucks, and you just can't snap out of it. No matter how hard you want to, you can't. It doesn't work that way. And I want to just encourage you, if you're someone who struggles with depression and you have had people in your life just say, well, just get over it. Stop thinking about it. Don't dwell on it. Get over it. Snap out of it. It doesn't work that way, does it? How many times that you have had people in your life that meant well, but ended up hurting you more because of what they said? So often, people do not understand what depression or anxiety is like. And so they say things that may seem insensitive, or it might just be blatantly insensitive, because they don't understand it. They don't understand what you're going through. And you're dying inside. If you have depression, you're dying inside. You are miserable. You feel like you have a dark cloud over you constantly. It's hard to see happiness. It's hard to see hope. It's hard to believe that there's going to be a day where you're going to feel better. It's hard to look at people around you wherever you go and they look happy. They're laughing. They seem to be enjoying life. It's hard for you to look at that because you're not experiencing that yourself. And so when someone says, oh, just they're there, you'll be okay. Just get over it. Stop thinking about it. Don't dwell on it. Just snap out of it. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. Don't do that if you are the one that talks to your friend, your spouse, who's struggling with depression. Do not say, just snap out of it. It doesn't work that way, and it will be the worst thing that you can say. Even if you mean well, it'll be the worst thing that you can say. So if you're a friend and you have a friend who is suffering from depression or from anxiety, do not say, just get over it. You can't flip a switch when you have depression. It's a process. It's a lifelong journey at times. And the last thing that somebody with depression needs is for you to say, just get over it. Because what that really means is that you really don't, either you don't care what they're going through or you don't quite understand it. And you minimize it when you say, just get over it. Because the message that's heard is this. When you say, just get over it or snap out of it, here's the message. What's wrong with you? No one else feels this way. You're weird. You're stupid. You're a loser. You're a failure. You're crazy. That's the message that you convey when you say things like, just snap out of it. It's the worst thing that you can do. Okay, so what do you do? Now that I just gave you a lecture, what do you do if you already did it? I mean, really, you mean well. I know that. That's a given, right? Your intentions are good because you care about the person in your life, but you just say things that are just stupid. Let's just call it like it is. It's stupid to say, just snap out of it. But what do you do when you already said it, when you already inserted your foot in your mouth and you were insensitive? Well, you go to that person. You look them in the eye and you say, I was being insensitive. I may not understand what you're going through, but I should not have said it that way. I shouldn't just expect you to feel happy all the time. It's not a switch. You can't just switch it on and off. That's a good place to start. It's a good place to start to go to somebody and ask for their forgiveness for being so insensitive. It's the worst thing. It's the worst feeling in the world. If you're depressed and someone says, just get over it, that's not that big of a deal. That's the worst thing. Because the messages you're conveying is that person isn't strong enough or there's something wrong with them. If you say that to somebody, that person already feels those things. They already feel like there's something wrong with them or crazy, right? If you suffer from depression, you have thoughts like that. You've had thoughts like, there's what's wrong with me? No one else is going through this like I am. I must be weak. I'm a failure. I'm crazy. I'm worthless. I'm not good enough. So if you suffer from depression, you already have this inner critic in your mind that's telling you how bad of a person that you are. And that just makes it worse. So to hear someone else tell you, just get over it, it just emphasizes the whole idea of something's wrong with you. And that's wrong. I don't want you to be thinking that. That is the wrong way to think. If you have depression, it is not your fault. You didn't do something to cause your depression. You're not weak because you have depression. Some of the strongest people that I know have depression. You might be surprised at the people that I know who have depression or who have struggled with depression at some point in their life. You'd be surprised because it's hidden. People are still, to this day, are afraid to admit that they're depressed because of the stigma that we place as a society on depression. It is a huge stigma. I know that stigma very well. I'm a therapist. And people say, oh, you go to a therapist? Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with you? Or people tell me, oh, you're a therapist, huh? That little tone in their voice tells me that they are giving in to that concept. There's a stigma of mental illness in our society. And if you only knew how many people struggle with mental illness, whether it's depression or anxiety or bipolar or OCD, or you name it, if you only knew how many millions and millions of people all over the world suffer from mental illness, you probably wouldn't say that. And listen, if you who have a mental illness, whether it's depression or anxiety or some other mental illness, if you are able and when you're able to speak up and give your message and say, I have depression, I don't like it, I want to do everything I can to get rid of it, but I haven't. I'm living with it, and I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with having depression. If everybody who suffers from mental illness in the world were to stand up and say, I have this, I struggle with this, but that doesn't make me a less of a person than anyone else. If you can rise up, that would change the world. It would get rid of the stigma. But instead, there is that stigma that you're afraid to admit that you have depression. Because that somehow indicates that you're weak. And the point is that I want to make is that we're all weak. We all have something that we struggle with. And yet we hide behind this wall and we want to pretend and keep it from people because we're ashamed of it. And I want to be the largest and biggest and loudest voice out there because I don't want you to be ashamed of your mental illness. So if you have depression, yes, it sucks. And no, you can't just snap out of it. But you can work to break that stigma that you have depression. You can rise up, stand up, shout out that you struggle with depression and not be ashamed of it. And I hope you'll do that someday when you're ready. I know, I fully understand that there are people who are listening to this right now who are thinking to themselves, there's no way that I can do this. There's no way I can stand up and tell people that I struggle with depression. I'll never do that in a million years. I get that. I do. But there might be a time in your life when you are getting a little stronger that you can do that. Because if you can stand up and shout out that you struggle with depression and you're okay, you're living with it and you're getting through it okay, then you're going to help the next person who struggles and can't quite tell people. You have a message to say. You have a message to say that you're depressed and it's okay. You have a voice to shout out to the masses and say that you have depression and I'm not weird. I'm not any less of a person than anyone else. I just struggle with depression. I'm miserable so often, but I'm okay. If you can do that, if you can just tell one other person in your life that you have depression and that you're not looking for sympathy, you're wanting to educate people. And let me tell you, education is powerful. It is powerful. And education mixed with somebody who has gone through it with experience with it is even more powerful. So if I can encourage you with one thing right now is to one day soon tell somebody, at least one person that doesn't know that you have depression and let them know. Because you want to educate them. And the likelihood of that one person knowing of someone else in their circle of influence who has depression is very high. And then that one person can go to the next person, and then so forth and so forth. And it could spread. And together, you and I can break the stigma that there's something wrong with people who have a mental illness. We need to stop shying away from people and looking down on people for having depression or anxiety and start embracing them and encouraging them. We have enough negativity in our world today. The last thing we need someone in our life to say, just get over it, snap out of it. No, but people need who struggle with depression, they need someone to say, I'm sorry you're going through depression, but I'm going to be with you every step of the way. I am not going to look down on you. I'm going to encourage you. I may not know what to say, but I'll know what to do. And that is, I'm just going to sit here with you when you need me. You don't have to have all the right words. You just need to be present. You just need to say and assure this person that's struggling with depression that you're not going anywhere and that you don't think anything different of them. That's all you need to do. You don't have to be their counselor. You don't have to be their mother. You just need to be that person that's their rock, that they can feel safe around. Because if you're living with depression, you don't feel safe. You feel miserable. You feel darkness. You feel helpless. The last thing you feel is safe. And you need people in your life who are safe, who are not going to pressure you to snap out of it, who are not going to look down on you because you have depression. You need someone to love you, to care for you, to be there for you, regardless, unconditionally. We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
And that can change the world. If we can learn to not be afraid of mental illness and mental health, we can change the world. There are so many people who are hurting in our world today that hurt other people because of mental illness, because they feel like they either have to fight or they have to flee and hide. But that's not the case. We need to embrace and care and be a community of people who are positive and lift each other up, not tear each other down. So I hope you'll take this message and that you'll really think about how you can start educating people about your depression and letting people know that you struggle with a mental illness and there's nothing wrong with it. Even if you take medication because you're depressed or anxious or some other mental illness, that's okay. You may need the medication to get through, even if it's temporary. Doesn't make you less of a person. Don't give in to that. You're a person who struggles with a mental illness. It's not your fault. You didn't do something wrong. There's not something wrong with you. You just have it. And you don't want it. And what I want to say is, I don't want you to feel ashamed because of it. So will you do this? Will you think about how you're going to tell somebody who doesn't already know that you have depression? Can you think about telling that one person and facing that fear of rejection and going to that one person and say, you know, we've known each other for a long time, and I don't think you know this, but I suffer from depression. I suffer a lot, and I have these negative thoughts about myself a lot, and I just wanted you to know, not for you to feel sorry for me, because I want to educate you. I want to teach you and talk to you what it's like to live with depression. Can you do that? Can you think about doing that? And if you're listening to this and maybe you have a more public presence, a more bigger audience, then I want to encourage you to tell your audience. If you struggle with depression, tell them. And tell them that you don't want them to be sympathized with you or for you. You want to educate them. And you want to break down that stigma. That is so powerful. So I want to encourage you to embrace the fact that you have depression, not accept it, but to acknowledge it and to move forward. And you move forward by not being ashamed of it and by telling other people not to be ashamed of it either. Educate them. It's powerful. So I want to encourage you, and I hope this is encouraging to you. And I can't stress this enough. I really, really am proud of you. Because you wouldn't be listening to this podcast episode if you didn't want to work on your depression. Good for you. Good for you. I'm proud of you. Now take it the next step and tell somebody and educate them. And maybe you're that person that tells people or you don't get depression. Or you don't understand anxiety, and maybe you've said things you shouldn't have said. Change your vocabulary. Instead of telling somebody to snap out of it, get over it, just stop thinking about it, tell them, I want to learn. Teach me what it's like, and I want to accept you, and I want to help you in any way that I can. That can be very powerful. That could change someone's life. And I hope you'll do that today. So work on this. It's a work. We're all in a work in progress. But together, you and I, we can help break the stigma of mental illness. We can say things like, yes, depression sucks. It sucks. But let me teach you. Let me educate you about it. Let me share with you what people with depression really need from you. That would be amazing. Wow. Powerful, powerful stuff. Thank you for hanging in there and listening to this. I hope you hear my passion. My passion to share with other people. Some of you know my story. My wife, Julie, suffered from severe depression and severe anxiety for 4.5 years. And she's better now. She has some bad days here and there, but really 98% of the time she is much better. But during that time, the most darkest and deepest, darkest times of our lives is when she went through deep depression and high anxiety. She felt all alone in a lot of ways. People didn't quite understand. There were times where people would just say, can you just stop, get over it, stop thinking about it? Do this or do that and you'll be fine. And I want to say, no, it doesn't work that way. And it doesn't. And if my wife was able to come on here, she would tell you the same thing. And so I don't want you to feel like you have to live in isolation and fear and shame. You don't. So I want to encourage you not to. And keep moving forward and educate people. All right, I'm going to end there, but I want to hang on for a second because I want to share with you something that I have been working on and that people are taking advantage of right now, and that's Keep Calm Academy. And Keep Calm Academy is an 8-week online program. If you suffer from anxiety or depression or anger or fear, then this Keep Calm Academy, I created it for you. And you don't have to go to a therapist office. You don't have to go to a group and talk in front of people. You can watch all the videos and listen to the lessons right from your phone, wherever you're at. It's portable. So Keep Calm Academy, I really believe if you suffer and struggle with imbalanced emotion, I really want to encourage you to check it out. Go to keepcalmacademy.com. keepcalmacademy.com and check it out. And I want you to get in there and I want you to really start working on you. That's why I designed it. It's easy, it's user-friendly, and it's powerful. All of the lessons that are in, there's over 40 of them. there's over 40 lessons. There's a lot of bonus lessons. There's the actual content of Keep Calm Academy. It's all in there. Everything that I talk about and share and all the tools and coping skills inside of Keep Calm Academy is what I talk to my clients in my private practice. I just put them all in one program. And it's awesome. So I encourage you to go to keepcalmacademy.com. Try it out. If you sign up and you get in there and you feel like, you know what, this isn't quite for me, I give a 30-day back guarantee. That's how much I believe in it. And I want you to start working on you and go to keepcalmacademy.com right now to start working on you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. And until next time, keep calm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.